Big questions, even bigger guests. This is The Big Interview.
Good day and welcome to the SL podcast. On this week's episode of The Big Interview, I'm happy to be joined by a certain Swallows FC talisman. The 32-year-old has spearheaded Swallows attack since joining the Dube Birds, and he is a veteran of the PSL, having spent close to a decade in the league. He currently plays for Swallows FC, previously had stints at clubs such as AmaZulu, Lum Celtic, Ajax Cape Town and Santos FC. I am, of course, talking about Rize Kamaldin. I'm happy to be joined on the line by Swallows FC striker Rize Kamaldin. How are you today, my friend?
I'm good in yourself. The rain is over, but everything is well.
Is it raining as usual?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you for joining us today on the SL podcast. To kick things off, I think, would you care to tell us about how your love for football transpired? How old were you? And when you thought that you were playing football, is that what you wanted to do?
I started playing football at the age of four. And because I always had a love for football, because I started playing in the street at home with my friends, and obviously I started joining a club, and from there my love obviously got stronger and stronger for the game. And only when I started playing against bigger guys and with senior teams, I realized that I actually had a gift then.
Yeah, I think we all have that sort of realization moments in our career. Did you go to an academy in your early days? And if so, what academy was it and how did you end up joining it?
I only joined an academy at the age of 17.
Oh, wow, quite late.
I joined Santos and I was there like for 5 years before I joined Celtic.
5 years, wow, okay. So before Santos, there's no academy?
No.
Okay, interesting. And at what age did you get your first agent, and who was it, and how did that actually come to fruition?
My first agent, I got at the age of 23. His name was Michael Hughes.
Yeah.
Tennis Booth. And he was actually recommended by chief of Celtic at the time, which was and he recommended him.
Yeah, absolutely. I know Michael quite well. He's a super nice guy. And tell us how your professional career got underway in 2010. Am I right in saying you first joined Milano, or was it Santos?
No, Milano. That was when it was called Vodacom.
Yeah.
And then in 2011, I signed for Vodacom.
Was it 2011? Okay, amazing. And have you always been an attacking player, or did you start off defensive, or have you always been up front?
No, I was always an attacking player. I started off on the wing, then into a 10, and then I was like...
Now you're back up to sort of a 9, right?
Yeah.
And do you prefer being more of a creative 10, or are you happy staying up front and scoring goals as you are?
To be honest, anyway, on the field, going forward, I prefer... I don't actually have a preference of a position.
As long as you're playing football. Yeah, man. So after joining Celtic in 2011, I think it was, you spent 4 years there scoring 8 goals. Tell us, what was it like scoring your first goal in the PSL?
I can still remember it. My first goal at the PSL was against Cosmo. It was a P. And it was a free kick. I can't believe it. And I was like so overwhelmed and so happy.
And yeah, man, let's stay with Blom Celtic. Obviously, the horrible news that Celtic got sold. I mean, it's crazy. Teko and myself have spoken a lot about this on our podcast and what it's done to, you know, the families around Blum and, you know, the diehard supporters and the people that actually make a living out of it. What did it mean to you, even though you weren't at Celtic, what did it mean to you when it got sold?
Obviously, it was heartbreaking because it's been a club to many that, how can I say, gave the opportunity and a start career. And the support base that the club has as well, and the culture, and in the city, like it was a very, very big situation, and unfortunately they couldn't keep it in within the province. So it was very, very sad.
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, we've seen also the sale of Wits and for Bridgewest Bets back in the day and what's happened to that. And hopefully the PSL can stand in soon and just prevent this from happening and keep the culture of the PSL to where it should be. And they talk about that. And you spent the majority of your career playing in the PSL. Has the standard, in your opinion, changed throughout the years?
To a certain extent, it has, because back in the day, there wasn't as much tactics and, you know, all the new technology that we have now to help us within the game and study our opponents. So the game has evolved a bit from the time I started.
And how would you say it has evolved? Do you mean technically and tactically? Either the players have got better? How would you feel it's changed or evolved over the years?
Obviously, the tactics has improved. It's much difficult to break teams down now. And, teams are becoming more technically and tactically more aware of the opponents. And they have certain game plans for certain teams. So it always makes it difficult for the opponent.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's football worldwide, really, where... thank goodness. I mean, the quality gets better and better with the more players entering the market. We've seen an influx of foreigners into the PSL as well. Rize, you've represented Bloem, Celtic, Mazulu, Chippa, Santos, and now Swallows. Out of these clubs, which would you say demanded the most out of you, and which club has brought the most out of you as a player? And why would you say that?
I would say Bloem Celtic, because obviously they granted me the opportunity to start my career, and I also wanted to prove myself to the coach at the time. It was Clinton Larson, to show him I appreciate him for giving me the chance, and I always wanted to do my best, because it's not easy for a Cape Town boy to leave home at the age of 21. The first time I was at Cape Town, and he has him in the top league. So I always had to motivate myself and push myself, and obviously the crowd also gave me that boost to want to do well for the team.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've seen it in the past where Cape Townians don't really fare well outside of Cape Town. I can think of Sean Pokita for an example, of what a player he was for Ajax and went to, I think it was Pirates, wasn't it? And just struggled a little bit. I played with Sean, great player, great guy. Rizek, you've managed to gain a few caps for the national team. Who was your debut against, and can you tell us about the occasion and how did that feel getting called up to the national team?
My debut was against Namibia in the South Africa Cup in Zambia. That was 2014.
Yeah.
I was actually on the bench, and then I came on halftime, and I still managed to get the man of the match award on my debut.
Wow.
It was quite a good start. I got also just for my family, friends and teammates. It was quite a good feeling and a good experience.
Of course. And who were you playing for then?
I was playing for Celtic.
And how did it feel getting that call up? I mean, that must have just been I think every boy's dream, right?
Yeah, of course. To get the call up at the age of 22 was, how can I say it? It's mind-blowing and breathtaking. You don't know what to say, Obviously, you're doing something good, so you just need to remind yourself why you're there and why you got chosen.
Yeah, absolutely. And 2014, who was the coach back then?
Gordon Eagleton.
Oh, wow. Yes, that's right. So, Rize, you've played in the PSL now for close to 10 years. Which year has been your fondest, and for what reasons?
My fondest year would probably be the year with Celtic when we won the Telkom Knockout Cup.
Mm-hmm.
2012-2013 season.
Yeah.
And we ended fifth in the league. And that's the same season that gave me the chance to represent my country. Got
wow.
The call up.
Yeah, that's amazing. So it just shows you what one good season has. I mean, you spoke about Telkom Cup. What other trophies have you won?
I won the 18-8 as well with Ajax in 2016-17 season.
Oh, wow. Okay, amazing. Tell me, who has been, there might be a couple of questions or answers for this, who has been your biggest influence in your career, and why would you say that? It might be for your juniors and seniors, might be two different answers for this.
The biggest influence in my career, I would say probably my mother, my girlfriend. I always complain to them about my football and they always just encourage me to hang in there and tomorrow things will be better, you know?
Yeah.
And I should give most of the credit to them, because they are the one that, how can I say, helps me through tough times.
Yeah, and being a professional footballer, there's certainly a lot of tough times and also a lot of hard times as well. Which player or players did you look up to as a youngster, and have you in any way based your technique or style of play around a specific player?
There was a few players I was watching during my time. In my time, there was the Kistler Remy, the Joseph Makanya, the Jabu Pules. There's so many to mention. So there was no specific player I was actually trying to imitate or trying to be like. Because at that time when I was 8 years old, there was so many great players. So it was, how can I say, it was unfair just to emulate one player when there was so much you could learn from.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been blessed with some proper players in the PSL. Rizang, I think you are 31 now. In my opinion, you're at the peak of your performance. What goals have you set yourself for the next, you know, I still believe you've got 5 years left in you, without a doubt. What do you want to achieve in the next 5 years?
Like currently, I first need to make sure my team survives.
Yeah.
I'd like to score, by the end of the season, I'd like to be on 8 to 10 goals.
Sure.
And in the next 5 years, I hope I could maybe have 2 great seasons in scoring goals and maybe signed one last big contract with one of the big teams.
Yeah, I agree. I do believe you have it in you. So, you know, time will tell and good luck with that. You know, speaking about big contracts and big teams, you know, Sundowns have obviously been in the news for dominating the league in the past few seasons. Yeah, how does a team beat Sundowns? Why are they so good? Obviously, the influx of money and you know, certain quality of players, but are Sundowns beatable this season?
Yeah, any team is beatable. It just depends on how you apply yourself on that day of the game. And obviously, against Sundowns, it won't be easy, but a team like that, you need to take your chances. Any chance you get, you need to capitalize and punish them. And you need to obviously stay technically organized and disciplined.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And Rizek, just any pre-match rituals that you follow?
Have a good breakfast, sleep afterwards, and have a small pre-match meal, and then off you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Dylan Curran has come in to try rescue Swallows FC from relegation. How has his introduction been? And, you know, I know Dylan quite well. He seems to be a fantastic guy and a fantastic coach. Has he got the boys amped up, and has he added a lot of value to Swallows FC?
Yeah, he came with his own energy to the club, which all the players adapted to. And he just brings something different to the club, and we all bought into his philosophies and methods of doing things. And I'm sure he'll be able to keep the team up.
Yeah, I agree. Rizek, in closing, what advice do you have to give to any young footballer out there who wants to become the next Rizek Hamilton? What would you say to that youngster?
Finish your schoolwork. Work hard. Keep grinding, you never know who's watching.
Yeah, all valid. Rizek, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Sean.
Big questions, even bigger guests. This is The Big Interview.